Hello, this is Max. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Penguin Books?
This is Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, is this about their self-publishing arm, or?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling because I'm interested in understanding a little bit more about it.
Sure, may I please have your name to address you properly?
Chris.
Chris. So, Chris, what kind of book are we talking
We're talking about a book of poetry.
Poetry. Okay, and I'm assuming that this is your book that we're talking about?
Yes.
Perfect. So,
Can I
what
explain
part?
one or two
Sure,
more things?
absolutely. Absolutely.
I've had four books of poetry already published by a publishing house. The reason why this one, I'm going this route, is because it's a book of 23 poems about Ukraine, and it's illustrated by a Ukrainian artist. And so it's going to be meant as a fundraiser because we're both giving over any profits that we make to a charity in Ukraine.
That's a really noble cause, and that's the only reason you're going with self-publishing.
Well, that and the fact that there's an awful lot of publishers that really are not crazy about publishing books with a color artwork.
Yes. Yep. That's the case.
And what I've been trying to pitch to them is that, as far as I'm concerned, you can market this book by making the price a little higher than normal with the idea that this is a donation going to Ukraine. And if you do it the right way, you could also get a tax break from even buying one of the books. Depends on how you do it. But what I'm looking for is I'm looking for all of my books right now, the four books that I have out, are all in under Ingram Spark. So they're
Okay.
in 40,000 different places throughout the world. And
Absolutely.
maybe I'm just spoiled, but I would kind of like this one to have the same potential. I was looking at Barnes and Noble self-publishing arm. I was looking at the Amazon self-publishing arm. I'm well aware of Amazon's reputation in the publishing community. Yeah. But you sound like you have a British accent. Is this
Yeah, no. My dad was from UK, so sometimes, yeah,
Okay.
that
All
happens. My
right.
mom
My
was from
mother's
Lebanon, so.
family. Oh, okay. I was just curious as to
It's
because
okay.
one of the companies that is still looking at the book is Austin Macaulay, and
Oh,
they
that's
are a
nice.
British firm.
So we do have our offices in UK. But we have a remote office operating in the UK. Mostly we have our operations done, taken care of from New York and California, and a remote office in Delaware. But mostly we deal with North American market, like Canada and United States, and then the office in the UK deals with UK and Australia. So we have Australian clients too. So,
Can I ask you,
sure, go
this is
ahead.
Penguin Books, right?
This is Penguin Book Writers. I think you're confusing us with the main Penguin, the Penguin Random House. We used to work
Yeah.
together, but now we work as an independent self-publishing company. Because, there was a confusion with a lot of clients that we got on board. They used to think that once their book will be self-published, they will be published by Penguin Random House, and that created a bit of a rift between the organizations. So now we're working
But
as.
you're using the logo though, right? The Penguin logo?
This is our own logo, and because
Oh.
we used to work together, Penguin or Amazon, these words usually do not have a copyright. So this is usually, we put out a disclaimer that, we're an independent company. We do not have any affiliation because we deal with self-publishing and hybrid publishing. So once we do self-publish and somebody wants to have a traditional publishing deal, the options are not just limited to Penguin Random House. We provide you a literary agent and they can, work with you and getting you a traditional publishing deal. But for the most part, we do writing, editing, proofreading, and formatting, which traditional publishing houses don't do. And then we also self-publish books and, create a publishing environment for you in which you become part of the fraternity, go to book launching events, we take your books to book fairs and stuff like that. So a whole.
Is this an expensive proposition on the part of the author?
Really depends on what your definition is expensive. You know, $10,000 for a million isn't a lot, but for $10,000 for a person who earns, you know, $50,000 a year is a lot of money. But yeah, what do you think is expensive?
Well, let me put it this way. 2 years ago, I got a check from the publishing company that published all four of my books, and the check was for $14.67. So I'm not looking to make money on publishing poetry because I know it's not a moneymaker. I will tell you this, however, that I don't know whether you guys realize this or not yet, but the pandemic did one really great thing for poetry. Because most poets went to Zoom to start reading all throughout the world, actually. The last one I was on was 135 people from as far away as Australia, New Zealand, India, and all of a sudden poets started to talk to each other. And this was a good thing, I think. What I'm saying to you is that to me, I don't know. As I said, I'm shopping around right now. There's a friend of mine that has done this through Amazon. I think he told me it costs about $400 for them to do that. They print on demand.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And I understand that because this way you don't have a warehouse full of useless poetry books, you know. But at the same time, and I also know this is poetry. This is not the Da Vinci Code, so I get that. But at the same time, I'm a poet, so, you know, that's what I do.
See, Chris, you're absolutely, right for the most part. Our pricing is, you know, we do have like a minimum package of $4.99 from which we can start the publishing package. You know, we do proofreading, formatting, editing. We will put it up on Amazon, you know. And then, but the package that your friend is talking about, probably through Amazon, is just for one platform. You told me that you'd want it to be on more platforms, like, you know, 40,000 plus Ingram Spark, that whole thing. That usually
is. Yeah,
you want
to know something? Let me just interrupt you for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
I've noticed that any book that has my name on it, for example. Uh-huh. There was one that was published locally. It's now on all of those platforms primarily because it's got the same name as the four that were already got on there. So I don't know whether they're going to follow me. Any book that I read is going to follow me onto that platform. It would certainly be nice to think so, but I'm not sure.
No, you probably, the publisher that you were working with made sure that you're published on all the platforms, otherwise it wouldn't have been. So if prices are concerned for you, Chris, I would tell you to stick with the basics. You know, just get your book out there on Amazon, get a few hundred books printed on yourself on your own time. We do have a printing press, and we can price match any code that you get. But as long as pricing is a concern for you, and this is a charity thing, and you want to make sure budget is really squeezed out, then, yeah, 500 is the way to go. But if you really want to create an impact where, you know, the word gets out there, there's, you know, you're on the first page of the categories that you upload under on all the different platforms, Apple, Google Books, you know, as you mentioned, Ingram Spark, you know, with your book cover and, you know, color, we use premium color to publish the book. Now, that would take a few additional steps, and it will take the cost to, like, anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500. So we cater to all kinds of clients, so we make sure that our minimum package starts from $500, which is a good value proposition. But if you look at the package that we have for like $1,000 or $1,500, you get around like 10 platforms or 12 platforms or up to, you know, as you mentioned, it's usually available around the world. So value proposition is even better in our expensive packages because you get the long-term reach, you get the long-term marketing effects that, you know, resonate with your brand, and the money keeps flowing in. We ensure that.
All right, so how would I appreciate you spending the time with me, but how, I'm looking at your website right now. How would I find this information out besides you telling me this?
Let me just send you an email over here.
You want me to give you my email address?
Absolutely. Just give me one sec. I am opening up a sheet.
You see, I was afraid to fill out you know, like you have, for example, when I do book publishing, I press your thing, I get a name, email, phone number, a message, and then by submitting you agree to our terms of service, I don't know what that is. That's the problem. I don't know what that is, and I haven't seen your privacy policy, but so how can I accept that if I don't know?
No, absolutely, no. That makes sense, Chris. You don't have to, you know, do that. That's usually for people to just, you know, or sometimes people share their manuscripts over there. So we make sure that, let's say we, you know, that's just a disclaimer for that. So publish a book. Chris, go ahead and tell me your email address.
C-A-B-O-G-A-R-T. C-A Bogart.
C-A Bogart.
Yeah. Bogart at AOL.com.
So C as in cat, A as in alpha, and then E as in elephant?
No. C as in Christopher, A as in Alexander, and B as in bully.
B, or B as in bully.
Yeah. Bogart, like the actor, Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Same spelling.
C-A-B-O-G-R-T. So what's
no,
what's the...
Wait, C-A-B-O-G-A-R-T.
G as in giraffe, A as in alpha, R as in Romeo, T as in Tom.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Right.
So go
at
ahead with
AOL. This... AOL.com.
At AOL.com. What's your best callback number?
732-544. I'm sorry, I'm going too fast.
No.
544-1509.
Absolutely perfect. Chris, can you tell me?
No,
when do you
can't. I'm sorry. You can't text on that number?
I can't? What? I can.
You can't text. It's a home number. It's a landline.
Do you want to give me a cell phone?
I was going to say, would you rather the cell phone?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
732-996-2716.
Perfect. I have both your contact details, a email address, your name, your requirement. Now, Chris, just a quick question here.
Sure.
We usually do not onboard any new clients in the last 3 months of, you know, this year, or any year. So do you have, by any chance, do you plan to move ahead with this within this week, or are you planning to do this is a later on thing?
What I wanted to do is I wanted to get out as soon as possible. The publishing company that published my first four books agreed to publish this book and then backed out on it 2 weeks later.
Okay.
And I think one of the reasons why is they were afraid that they were going to invest in something that just would not, you know, wouldn't sell as much as they needed it to sell. So, which kind of left me in a lurch because there were two publishing companies that were interested also that I had to tell no to. And then turn around and say, oh, by the way, they just refused me. Too late. I had lost the opportunity. So one of the things we were going to do is have the book released by February 24th of 2024 to make it on the anniversary of the second
of the war.
Yeah. But I mean, ASAP would be even better, and the reason why is because I don't know how much money this book is going to make, but whatever it is, we've agreed
it's going to the Ukrainian war. Now, Chris, let me help you make a you know, I will send you all the stuff, and you can review it and make a decision later on. But I still want, if you have like 5 minutes, still want to understand how you know where your priorities are. So let's say, the only difference between our, you know, three packages is, you know, that we give you marketing in our top tier, you know, packages, which are for like 1,500, 2,500. We ensure that, you know, we're pushing you on platforms, you know, bringing an audience, taking you to book fairs where you sell you can sell your books directly. And, you know, and on your basic package is just, you know, for people that want to get their book out there and then push it themselves. So if any, for any reason, money is a problem here, I advise my customers to stay with the basic thing because, you know, we edit, proofread, we format, we lay out, we do the typesetting, we create a book cover. Anything that's necessary to get the book out there, you know, formatting, proofreading, book cover design, all of that is already present in the $499 package. So if there's no reason for you to pay extra if you don't want it to be on more platforms or, you know, you don't want it to be pushed by the publishing company, you just want to do it yourself or you have your plan, you know, things planned out. But for any reason, money is not a problem and you can afford anywhere between, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500. So 1,000 and 1,500, what are those? They ensure that your book is on more platforms. So instead of just sticking to one Amazon, we make sure your book is available on, you know, like you said, Ingram Sparks, 40,000 book platforms, 500 top tier, online and paperback, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, physical book. And then as we go above the food chain.
Wait, stop for a minute, please.
Go, mm-hmm.
You just mentioned the number of booksellers, and
yes.
That would be under what plan?
1,500 and 2,500. Apple, Google Book, Barnes & Noble, Ingram, Spark, Chapters, Indigo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I got it. But
so,
for anything less than that, it's basically I'm self-publishing, basically.
Basically. You're self-publishing for anything. So we're just, you know, we are a services providing company. So for the basic, you know, plan, we're just charging you for editing, proofreading, or just, you know, formatting, typesetting, making a book cover, and just, you know, doing the grunt work of uploading it on the platform and no matter the time, how many times it gets rejected, we ensure that we read what Amazon is saying, we fix it and we send it back. So we give you 100% publishing guarantee in all any of the platforms. But all of these other booksellers, you know, like Barnes & Noble, Chapters, Indigo, and we ensure in anything which is between $1,500 to $2,500, we ensure your book is marketed. It is sold, you know, we make sure that, and also one more thing. A lot of times what happens is when your book is out there, people ask you to pay for the printed copies and in order to get it to the bookstores. So in our elite packages, which are $1,500 and $2,500, we ensure that your books are in the bookstore and we take the responsibility of printing. How do we do it? We have a 10-year-old, you know, working relationship with Barnes & Noble. And we have a printing press of our own in California. What we do is we test 10 to 15 bookstores, and we send like 10 books each to each bookstores. And all of those bookstores, we give them an insurance that even if these books do not sell, we will take care of the responsibility of, you know, taking them back and refunding you the money. And if it does sell, you send the, all the, you know, money directly to the people that are involved, which is you in this case, because we don't take any royalties, we don't take any commissions, we just charge you a service fee, and that's the only thing that we're charging you. After that, ensuring it that it's inside the bookstores and making sure that your book sells online and through, book fairs, events, public. We're not just sticking to conventional means of bookselling. We're taking it to book fairs, we're taking it to author events, we're taking it to bookstores, and we're taking it to schools, colleges, libraries, and online stores. So everything comes down to the more up we go in the hierarchy of our packages, the more value you get for that proposition, which is like without...
That would make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, you know, because this is something that requires authors to pay out of their own pocket, we, you know, our question is always, you know, when you go out to buy a car, you would definitely want to get like a really nice car. But the first thing that any financially disciplined person would do, they would put a cap on the budget. You know, you can get a $100,000 car and you can also get $10,000 car, but you need to put a cap on the budget that you have and then choose what's the best value for money in the budget that you have. Because any package that I tell you, the more, even if you tell me, Max, you know, I got $10,000, what you can do for me, I probably ensure you that I'll sell 10,000 books with a guarantee of, you know, at least 250% ROI on that. But obviously that's, you know, that is an amazing value for money. But if your budget is not 10,000, that does not make sense for me to speak, you know, about that with you. So if you can tell me a budget that, Max, I can do minimum this and maximum this, tell me what should I get. The thing that we will advise you would be the best value for your money and would ensure maximum visibility and sales.
You said that there are three options.
Absolutely.
All right. And they are what price?
So the basic one is at like $500, and then we have a $1,500 package and $2,500 package.
All right. The $1,500 is about as high as I could go.
Perfect. If you are planning to go ahead with $1,500, and this is the last week that we have for, you know, to enroll more clients, I'll go ahead and send you a detailed email of everything that it curtails, and I'll maybe throw in like a website or something in for free, which probably would give you more incentive. And also ensure, because you know you're doing this for a cause, I can get like a, maybe I can get like the $2,500 package priced down to $1,500 just because, you know.
Oh, that was nice, yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. And as long as we know we ensure the sign-up is within this week, because we're not planning to enroll any other, you know, books after this week. We only have
right,
like three, four.
Can I ask you, first of all, your name?
It's Max Wilson, M-A-X.
M-A-X, all right. Simply because I would like to refer to you by your name. What I wanted to ask, too, is two very important questions. The ISBN number and all that jazz are taken care of by you, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
All right, now, I own, however, all of my work, right?
Yes, 100% ownership, copyright, royalties belong to you. Just consider us as your, you know, a company that you hired to provide you the services to ensure what they're doing. That's it.
Yes, the reason why I asked that question is because I've seen situations where somebody loses control of their own work because they didn't ask that question. And the last one is I have, including the book cover, I have all of these illustrations that this artist has done. As a matter of fact, this artist also has a picture of the Pope holding one of her artworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know whether I'm that good a poet, but I do know that she seems to be that good an artist. So,
Chris, that's a big thing. You know, we can definitely use that and leverage it for marketing purposes. That goes a long way.
No, that's why I'm telling you that. I did marketing and advertising years ago for a while, and one of the things I know is how to go about selling. At least I think I do. How to go about you know, putting your best features forward and hiding your other features. One of the good things about this, and you'll have to take my word for it until you see the manuscript, is that I noticed that after I got her permission to do this, when I laid the artwork in to the poems, the artwork, which is normally rather dark because it's about war, right? And the poetry, which I have, is dark also to some extent, but it's very differently formatted. In other words, in terms of it's not your average, you know, four stanza poetry, it's all over the place in some cases. It depends on what it is. I have one poem, for example, which looks like a nuclear bomb. So, and it's one line of poetry. So, but looking at her artwork and mine together, the combination is twice as strong as it individually. And to me, that's a good marriage.
That makes complete sense. Chris, I think you're on our website right now, correct?
I am.
But what you just told me might even make my manager reconsider.
Oh, Max Wilson is typing, eh?
Yep, that's me.
I'm just looking at that. Okay.
Yeah, I am sending you my email.
Okay. Where are you doing that at my email, right?
No, I'm just texting you.
Way.
Oh, no, this is not my email. This is not my official email. Wait. Let me give you my official email to keep things clean, yeah? Writers.com. Max.Wilson@penguinbookwriters.com. This is my official work email. Is it possible for you? Like, do you have time right now? First, let's start with that. Do you have like 10, 15 minutes on your hand?
To do what?
To, let's
I
say
still would like to think about this before I
yeah,
commit to anything.
Yeah, not asking you to comment or anything. If you can send me your book over in this email, I'd be able to, you know, show the book to my manager. He's a religious guy, and if you can send me that, you know, that illustration with Pope held, you know, holding that picture, you know, that thing, he might, you know, it might make my job easier to bring that $2,500 to $1,500, and you know, he's a religious guy. His family really donated a lot when it came to Ukrainian war and everything. So when I tell him all of this, it will make my job a lot easier.
All right, so you want me to use the second, wait a minute. What I'm trying to do is get all this put together here.
You don't have to send me everything, just a couple, just to show him, you know.
What do you mean I don't have to send you everything? Just the manuscript,
like,
right?
Yeah, maybe just the manuscript, a couple of illustrations, you know, one, two, that was ready.
No, it's all together.
Oh, that's brilliant then.
I can send you the PDF of the entire thing put together. The only problems I might have, and I'm going to tell you this right now, is that I have no problem with the artwork that she did. Mm-hmm. However, there were two other pictures in there. One of them is the stamp that the Ukraine came out with of the man at Snake Island holding his middle finger up at the Russian ship, the Moskva.
Yeah.
And so that's just off the internet. That's their stamp. All right? And the other one is a picture that came off Instagram of a Russian soldier that was killed helping two Russian women try to escape being killed by the Russian soldiers on the first day of the war. Now, it's on Instagram. I took it off Instagram. Well, I didn't take it off Instagram. I took it off the internet. But it isn't my picture. All the rest of that stuff is hers. But these two things are not.
The things that are, these are pictures, these are two pictures that are not yours, correct?
That's right.
Let me just tell you, give you a life hack over there. What we can do is we will create two illustrations for you based off of those pictures. Then that would be 100% original artwork, and you can get it copyrighted under your own name.
So this way we don't have to worry about, would there be a problem with the Instagram picture?
See, in an ideal world where nobody takes a notice, I don't think it's a problem. But if the owner of the picture did take action for any reason, it can become a problem. So instead of just leaving it to an off chance, we can just include two complimentary illustrations and give us this responsibility of redrawing them. We do go extra miles for our, you know, authors, even everyone that we work with. And we have amazing artists, Chris. We can create hyper-realistic illustrations for you, which are, like, really detailed, and we can make them look as close as, you know, the pictures. Obviously, these would be illustrations, but the effect and the feeling and the impact that they have would be exactly the same or better.
Okay. All right, because the picture is pretty damn moving. I mean, he was shot in the throat by his own officers.
This is really weird, man. He was helping his own, and his own army men came and killed him. That doesn't make sense. What are they thinking?
What happened is, I in order to write this book, I spent hundreds of hours listening to one interview after another of Russian soldiers talking about things. There was a soldier with him that survived it, and the daughter of the woman who was killed, along with the lieutenant. The lieutenant was only 25 years old. He was a Russian soldier. He believed the hype. They were going in there on the first day, and I think it was Kharkiv they were in. They were going there in order to get the Nazis and free the Ukrainians. But when he got in there and he watched Russians killing civilians, his first instinct was to protect particularly this mother and daughter who were at a shopping center trying to get out, and he hid them behind a car for about 20 minutes. And then he yelled, don't shoot. These are Russian soldiers. We're just trying to protect these women. And the political advisor in charge, Zimboltit, is the name. I ended up starting to study Russian as a result of hours and hours of this. He said, oh, by the way, the titles of each of the poems, are as well as the title of the manuscript, are in Russian as well as in English, or in Ukrainian as well as in English. And one more thing, two of the poems are published in two publications, one of them out of Britain, called Poetry for Ukraine, and the other one out of the United States called The Red Wheelbarrow. So two were previously published, and you'll see that on the acknowledgments page. I have every. I've done four books, so what I'm going to send you is pretty well laid out, I think.
Sure.
So, but you can take a look at it and tell me what you think.
Absolutely.
So it's the MaxWilsonPenguinBookWriters.com.
Absolutely, Max.Wilson@PenguinBookWriters.com. What meanwhile you're sending me that email? What I'll do is I'll type down the process of, let's say if we sign up, what will be the process from you signing up to us delivering, what will be the commitments that we're making, and what will be the platforms and booksellers that will be keeping your book. I'll make a list of that, write the process down, and write down all the deliverables that will come with the contract. As you mentioned, you're looking forward for ISBN, you're looking forward for ownership, and I'll add in, two or three complimentary illustrations just in case if we need it down the road. And I'll write that whole thing down, send it to you, and then we can take care of this conversation, okay?
All right. What I'm going to do then is I'm just keeping your email here.
Send me that document. I do want to show it to my manager, discuss the case with him in detail before I send you that email. I would need a couple of approvals for that. And from my time over here, Chris, I've been working in this industry for 10 years now. I used to work for Allstate before this. I used to sell their insurances and warranties. I worked there for like a good 5-7 years, but then, book reading, publishing, I like talking to people, so that's always was my calling. But what I've seen is people don't really need time to make a decision, they need information. And once they have enough information, it's easier for them to make a decision. So I'll take care of information at my part, you take information about on your part, and then probably we'll be able to meet halfway.
Sounds good. I will send that stuff out to you today.
Absolutely, Chris. Looking forward to it. And if you have time by the end of today, I just got here. I'm right now in California, where usually my office is in New York, but I'm here taking care of a printing order. So I'm here for the week. Probably Monday or Tuesday, I'll fly back to New York on Wednesday or Thursday. I haven't really finalized my ticket yet, but what I'm trying to say, it's 9:22 a.m. here. So I'm here for the next, 9 hours. So I can get this whole thing finalized for you to, just review. And then anytime you're available, we can just get in a call, to have a discussion to see if you have any concerns.
All right. Sounds good.
Perfect, Chris. Looking forward to getting an email. Take care.
Thank you, Max. Bye-bye.
Bye.